You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This summer, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, made a ruling that will result in longer delays at the Aspen Airport. Reporter Allison Bechtesh checked in with Airport Director John Kinney, and she's here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So what changed this summer over at Aspen Airport?
It has to do with our runway. Aspen Airport is very unique. Only one other airport in the whole country does takeoffs and landing the way that we do. The majority of airports work like a drive-through window. Whether you're coming in to make your order or driving away with your food or your coffee or whatever, everyone goes the same direction. But imagine if you got your food and then turned around and left the way you came. That's what happens in Aspen. Planes taking off go head-to-head with planes landing. Imagine at that drive-through line if the window attendant could look out and say, hey, no one's behind you, go ahead and leave early. That's kind of what's been happening with air traffic control giving a VFR or a verbal okay to kind of skirt that procedure and just let airplanes come and go if it's safe. As you might imagine, this made the FAA a little nervous. Here's Airport Director John Kinney.
So the internal components of the risk and legal said, you know what, you guys really need to go time out on that procedure, suspend it. And if you suspend that procedure, instead of having separations of 10 miles between aircraft, let's push it to 20.
So a little slap on the wrist and a new requirement that puts even a further separation between aircraft, which means less takeoffs and landings an hour, which means delays.
Is this a permanent change?
No, it's a study period. Representatives from the FAA, the Aspen Airport, the airlines that use the airport, all interested parties are on the phone every week with each other. 2 weeks from now, there'll be a roundup of this study period, and the FAA will make short-term, mid-term, and long-term solutions.
So how does this fit in with the long-term improvements being looked at?
We've been reporting for years now about a potential reconfiguration of the runway. Right now, we're also out of compliance with how close our taxiway is to our runway. We're grandfathered in, but if we make any changes, we have to come up to code and separate those more. And changes will be needed to the ramp within the next couple of years. So that's why plans are already being made for updates to the runway, which will be bigger and longer, which means the potential for bigger planes coming in more frequently.
How soon will that happen?
This fall, the final environmental assessment standings come in, basically saying how the airport property would have to mitigate some surrounding impacts if it does change that current runway configuration. I don't see the FAA turning this down, just saying, hey, those wetlands between Buttermilk and the Aspen Airport are going to be affected a little bit. Here's how you mitigate that. That environmental assessment will be presented to county commissioners, and there will be public outreach at that time. So listeners who want to talk airport can plan on chatting with Director Kinney this October.
In the meantime, maybe get to the airport a little bit early if you're flying out. All right. Thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
That's reporter Allison Bechtesh. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.